everybody, and welcome to the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Lookback and Animat's Reviews. If this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, the title says it all. It's a podcast and I talk about animation, specifically the latest news that happened this week. So for today's episode, we'll start off with the full cast of Zootopia that has been announced, and then we're going to look into an all-new anthology animated horror film, and by the way, this is not a family horror film, this is actually legit horror. Then afterwards, Monty Python's Terry Jones is going to direct a Sherlock Hounds movie. And then we're going to look into another full cast, this time being the English dub of Gatchaman the movie. And then finally, we will end this off with Matt's Pick of the Week. If you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that's film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. Now, to start things off, let's take a look into the full cast of Disney's Zootopia, which is their next big animated feature coming out early next year. This one will be directed by Rick Moore, who previously worked on Wreck-It Ralph, and also Ryan Howard, who previously worked on several movies, including Bolt and Rapunzel. So this is going to be a really interesting movie that they're going to make. Now, we already know a few of the cast members that'll be in there. We know about Jason Bateman being Nick Wilde. We know about Jennifer Goodwin being Judy Hopps. And we also know about Shakira being Gazelle. Well, this week, Disney has revealed a lot more new characters. And, well, not really new. Like, we've seen a lot of them in the trailer. But now we're going into full detail about who they are, and it's going to be really interesting. So, the first one I'm going to get into is going to be Mayor Lionheart, which is going to be voiced by J.K. Simmons. And the directors, they describe both J.K. and Lionheart by saying, J.K. is so commanding. We need Lionheart to be a very typical politician. He's very good with the crowd, he has a lot of charisma, and he's so full of himself and blustery. And I gotta say, I love the fact that they add in J.K. Simmons. I definitely am a fan of him, and I really am happy that he got that Oscar for, I think it was Whiplash? The drums movie. But also, the reason why I'm more of a fan of J.K. Simmons is mostly for his performance as James Jonah Jameson. He doesn't perform as him. He is James Jonah Jameson. He's pretty much the perfect iteration. He's the best. And also, I am a huge fan of Legend of Korra, and his performance there is definitely top-notch. So it's definitely really exciting to see that he will be in this movie as well. The next character will be Tommy Chong playing Yax the Yak. And it says here, Yax is into a naturalist lifestyle, holistic living and getting back to nature. He's an emotional life coach. And I would want Tommy Chong as my life coach, says Rick Moore. And, you know, it's going to be funny seeing Tommy Chong into this. There could be they're going to make Yax the Yak, more of a hippie character. It wouldn't be surprising if they do, try to slip in a bit of weed jokes and stuff like that. You never know with Tommy Chong. But then again, they did have Cheech Marin before for movies like The Lion King, Pixar's Cars, and Oliver and Company. So we'll see what they do with, we'll see what Tommy Chong has to deliver. Then afterwards, we got Tommy Lister as Finnick. Now, Tommy Lister is a giant guy. He's 6'5", but he's going to play possibly one of the smallest characters in here. It says here that we like that Finnick is played by one of the world's most enormous men. So he has this huge booming voice. It's surprising to people. And in the little description that I have here from USA Today, it says that Finnick is a fennec fox with a big chip on his adorable shoulder. So, he's pretty much this cute little fox character, which he's gonna have this low, giant voice. You know, you wanna be the boss of me? I'm 1'3". You know, something, just imagine something like that. Then afterwards, we got Jenny Slate as Bellwether. She's the harried, put-upon assistant to Mayor Lionheart. She's a very sweet sheep. Jenny was perfect. She has a crazy kinetic energy in her character, all in her voice. So we got Jenny Slate going to be playing this assistant. And, like, she could be a good, kind of a good comic relief to Mayor Lionheart. So it's going to be interesting to see that. Next up, we got the comedic duo Bonnie Hunt and Don Lake, who will be playing Judy's parents, Bonnie and Stu Hopps. We recorded them together to get the real chemistry. They are so funny together, says Rick Moore. It sells this idea of a couple married for so long who have 275 rabbit children. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do. I wouldn't really imagine too much that they're going to be big characters, but maybe their scene will stand out. We'll see about that. And the next up, this is honestly something that I love that they do. Especially, like, this is something that Pixar would often do. Instead of getting an actor, they would get one of their employees to work on it. Like, one of their storyboard artists. Case in point, look at Ratatouille. I mean, Linguini and Emile, they were actually played by some of the people who worked on the movie. It's not a legit actor. But anyways, this is actually, well, when I say legit actor, I mean, like, they don't work as an actor professionally. But anyways, getting back into this, they actually got Disney story artist Raymond Percy to play Flash. And Flash is apparently the fastest sloth working at Zootopia's Department of Mammal Vehicles. Now, the reason why Raymond actually got this is because he was brought in to do early voice testing to do Flash, but they said that, but sometimes the test dialogue is so good, you fall in love with it. Why change perfection? And that is definitely the case. You know, like, I love it when Disney does that. And I think there's actually one other time that outside of Disney that it actually happened. Well, technically, there's a lot of them. Technically, Rumpelstiltskin was made by, I believe it's the director of Shrek Forever After. And then there was also the Minions. Like, every single Minion is not by a celebrity. It's by one of the, I believe it's like one of the directors or one of the higher ranked people working on the Despicable Me movies. But anyways, moving on, we also got Idris Elba providing the voice of the tough Chief Bogo, who is the head of the Zootopia Police Department. And it says that Elba says he took the part by the horns. I've definitely got some shoulder envy. So he's going to be a really interesting character. We also got Nate Torrens, who will be playing Zootopia's Police Department's charming cheetah, Benjamin Clawhauser. He loves his donuts and he loves his pop stars. So he definitely looks like a character that will have a lot of charm. And then also we got Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, who will be playing Miss Otterson. Unfortunately, there isn't much description, but she definitely looks like a sweet side character. And finally, I have saved the best one for last. And now, in recent years, this guy has definitely become a staple in Disney films. He already lent his voice for movies such as Frozen and Wreck-It Ralph, but now he is back in this one. And for many Disney fans, this is probably the funniest thing you'll ever hear. It is Andy Tudyk. He is back in Zootopia, and he's gonna play Duke Weaselton. Now, I gotta admit, that is funny. As a Disney fan, I find that funny. It even says that Alan thought the name was very funny and loved the meta nature of the joke. Even I have to admit, I fall in love with it. And it said, and the description about him is that he's a small-time weasel crook with a big-time mouth. So, I love Andy. Alan Tudyk is just, phenomenal in these movies. Like, he's great as King Candy. Also, like, if you don't get the joke, in Frozen, he also plays the Duke of Weaselton. But screw it, I'll say Weaselton. No, Weaseltown. So definitely, I can't wait to see that. But yeah, so this is pretty much all the new characters that will be appearing in Disney Zootopia, which will be alongside Nick Wilde, Judy Hopps, and Gazelle. And the movie will be coming out next year in March 4th. Now, for the next story, I decided to go into this one because it's actually very convenient. As I'm recording this, it is Halloween. And I decided to really get into the spirit. I want to go and talk about a legit animated horror film. Now, this is not like Coraline or Paranorman or The Nightmare Before Christmas, where it's just light horror and it's stop motion and like it's still something for the whole family. No. This is a real legit horror movie. And this one is called Extraordinary Tale. And this is actually a rather interesting one. Now, this is a movie that's made by Disney animator Raul Garcia. And his previous works would go, like, all the way, like pretty much decades working on animated features. These would include Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Aladdin, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and Fantasia 2000. And it seems that afterwards, he actually spent 9 years working on this one movie called Extraordinary Tales. And it's actually really quite fascinating. And I just saw the trailer for it, and it's just, you know, this is something that I can really get into. Now, for those of you who don't know what Extraordinary Tales is, like I said, I think I might have said it before, I don't know, but it is a animated anthology horror film which goes into 5 different stories that were written by Edgar Allan Poe, and these include The Fall of the House of Usher, The Telltale Heart, The Facts in the Case of Mr. Valdemar, The Mask of the Red Death, and The Pit and the Pendulum. Now, this is entirely computer animated, but each of the styles look very unique and very different. Like, there's one that it looks entirely like a gouache painting. Like, the material looks like it was made by gouache, but, like, it is computer animation. Another one is, like, this very black and white comic style. And then you got another one that looks very Tim Burton-esque, where it has that more Tim Burton abstract into it. And that's just some of the examples of the beautiful artistry that went into this film. And also, I have to mention something about the cast. Now, you'd think that considering over 9 years they would get like so many different people, but that's not really the case. The amount of people that they got here comes from both the past and the future, believe it or not. This is actually one of the final performances by the late and great Christopher Lee. They also got from Beyond the Grave, Bela Lugosi, the original Dracula. They also, surprisingly, they have Guillermo del Toro. Yes, that Guillermo del Toro. They got the B-movie master Roger Corman, and also they got veteran horror and fantasy actor Julian Sands. Right now, Extraordinary Tales has been released not too long ago, and you can go check it out on Vimeo On Demand. It is 73 minutes long. It could be very possible by the time you're watching this. It's already past Halloween, but it's never too late to go and watch a good animated horror film. And maybe I'll provide a link somewhere for it. So, yeah, definitely. And this is, also I forgot to mention that it's also distributed by G Kids, and they have released it, in theaters in a few places around the U.S. So definitely check out G Kids' Facebook page for more info on that. But in the meantime, if you guys want to go and check out a legit good horror animated feature, then go and check out Raul Garcia's Extraordinary Tales. Now, our next story, it really caught my interest in several ways. There was, like, a short-term interest, and then suddenly a long-term interest. I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is actually a really interesting thing to discuss, and I really do want to get into. And it actually does sound interesting because it actually involves Monty Python's Terry Gilliam. And he's actually going out to go and direct an animated feature called Sherlock Hound and the Case of the Missing Santa Claus. Now, Terry Jones will be directing this, and it will be produced by Ben Timlett and his son, Bill Jones, under Bill and Ben Productions. Previously, the three of them, they have worked on an animated feature before. They did the 2012 animated comedy, A Liar's Autobiography, The Untrue Story of Monty Python's Graham Chapman. And they are hoping that with Sherlock Hound, they will be releasing this by Christmas 2018. Now, the description about Sherlock Hound, it says, set in the Victorian era, the film will center on the world's greatest dog detective, Sherlock Hound, as he unravels the mystery of Santa's disappearance. Additional characters will include the Queen, a polar bear Father Christmas, penguin elves, Rudolph the reindeer, and a felinous feline named Moriarty. Dennis Higgins and Stephen Meyer are writing the script. Now, the one thing that really caught my interest in this, like, yes, as a Monty Python fan, it is interesting to see that Terry Jones will be directing an animated feature, but it's more the factor of Sherlock Hound that suddenly, that really got my interest in more of a long term. Because you think, oh, Sherlock Holmes as a dog, Sherlock Hound, okay, maybe that's original, but it wouldn't be surprising that some people have done this before. But you wouldn't believe who have done this before. Now, the first time that it ever happened was back in the late 70s, there was an animated series called Sherlock Hounds, and believe it or not, it was directed and written by Hayao Miyazaki. Yeah, that's actually one of his earlier works. Before he ever got into feature films, before he met Toshio Suzuki to go and make Nausicaa and all that stuff, he was making TV shows, and one of them was Sherlock Hound, and that was one of his bigger jobs before tackling upon something like his directorial debut with The Castle of Cagliostro. So when I saw this news, I was curious to know if that would ever have any influence onto this. Would this be like an adaptation to Sherlock Hound? Would it have any relation with it? That's what I want to know. What kind of approach would be taking on this? However, looking into the news source that I have, it doesn't mention anything regarding the Hayao Miyazaki series, so I don't know, maybe it could be its own interpretation, but I thought it would be really interesting to mention, considering that once upon a time it was owned by Hayao Miyazaki, but now it's going to be in the hands of a Monty Python member. So, like I said before, we'll see if Sherlock Hound will solve the case about Santa when it will be released in Christmas 2018. Maybe. Now, our next one is going to be about an old movie that will have a brand new cast. Now, this is something that is quite common with Japanese animated features. Case in point, G-Kids are going to do the exact same thing for the 25th anniversary of Isao Takahata's, Only Yesterday, and it will have a brand new English cast. Because believe it or not, that was the only Studio Ghibli film that didn't get an English dub yet. It's kind of weird, but anyways, getting back into this, it will be Gatchaman the Movie, or in Japanese is Kagaku Ninja Tai Gatchaman, which in English it says Science Ninja Team Gatchaman the Movie. So you can understand why we just keep it with Gatchaman. It has a nicer ring to it than to add in Science Ninja Team. But anyways, this 1978 animated feature will have a complete English dub with a brand new cast that was announced by Sentai Filmworks. And this list includes Lorando Alzaldúa as Ken, Brian Jepsen as Joe, Kim Prowse as Jun, Lucy Christian as Jinpei, Victor Karsrud as Ryu, Alvin McAvin as Dr. Nambu, Marty Fleck as Director Anderson, Johnny Tyson as Red Impulse, Edwin Neal as Berg Katse, Steve Fenley as Defense Minister, Chris Ayres as Captain, Charles Campbell as Leader X, which, by the way, Charles Campbell is the director of the English dub, Rob Mungle as Turtle King Commander, Chris Patton as Sabu, Sonny Schwabner as Dr. Bono, Shannon Grounds as Mask Galactor Woman, and Clint Campbell as Galactor Chief. Also, in terms of extras, these include Josh Grell, Glenn Frazier, Bentley Cooper, Eden Barrena, Ed Neal, Brian Jepsen, Bobby Gordon, and Winston Parrish. Now, interestingly enough, Gatchaman the movie doesn't really have much to do with the series itself. This is more of a retelling, so you don't have to be a major fan of Gatchaman to go and check this movie out. It says in the description about the movie, "The Earth is in peril, and mankind seems doomed, led by the sinister mutant Bert Kotze. In the international terrorist organization known as Galactor, has launched his armies of henchmen and giant weapons of mass destruction against the entire planet. But the forces our evil are about to meet their match. Utilizing incredible fighting techniques, and with the mighty ship God Phoenix at their command, the Science Ninja Team stands ready to take the battle back to the bad guys and their evil alien overlords. Join Ken the Eagle, Joe the Condor, June the Swan, Jinpei the Swallow, and Ryu the Owl, as these five costumed commandos join with their commander, Dr. Nambu, to save our world with the old-fashioned way, one flying kick at a time." Sorry, I just had to do that voice. It just makes it sound like it makes it a lot more epic. Now, the funny thing I gotta mention about Gatchaman is that I'm not too familiar with it, but I remember back a couple of years ago, I went to a film festival, and I actually saw the live-action adaptation of Gatchaman the movie. It took a lot of time to read the subtitles and stuff like that, and it really got complex, but it definitely is an interesting and legit movie. It would probably take several watchings just to fully understand that. But I will mention about Sentai Filmworks is that they have actually released the entire original Gatchaman TV series on DVD and Blu-ray back in 2013. And as for Gatchaman the movie, well, believe it or not, it's actually going to be released sooner than you'd probably expect, when it will be out on both Blu-ray and DVD on November 3rd. And finally, to end things off, I am gonna go and talk about Matt's pick of the week. Now, for this one, I gotta say, when I looked at this news, I just completely geeked out. It is pretty much one of the biggest news that I've ever witnessed as an animation fan, and I knew very well that I just had to jump into it. And the biggest thing is that Don Bluth and Gary Goldman are back in animation! Almost. Maybe. We'll see. Okay, well, here's the thing. For the longest time after Don Bluth released Titan AE, he hasn't worked on an animated film since. He pretty much settled down. He decided to teach animation, and he also went to do local theater. Well, not act in local theater, like to be legit in charge of local theater. And for the longest time, he and Gary Goldman have discussed about making a Dragon's Lair the movie, because keep in mind, not only is Don Bluth and Gary Goldman the legendary creators of such films as The Land Before Time, Anastasia, The Secret of Nim, and American Tail, but they also made video games like Dragon's Lair and Space Ace, which explains the amazing animation in there. So, the longest time they discuss about it, but now this week, it seems that they're going to be fully serious with it, and they've released a Kickstarter to the movie. So, what is this Kickstarter, you may ask? Well, the entire goal is for them to go and get $550,000. This is not to make the movie, however. With all that money, he's not planning to make the movie with it. His entire plan with it is, if it gets funded, is to go and make a 10-minute pitch to go to the big distributors in order to get $70 million so that he can make The Dragon's Lair, the movie, that it has been long awaited. So this is going to be really fascinating. Now, the only critique that I do have with it is that the perks, like the rewards and stuff like that, they can be a little pricey. I mean, one example is like $75 or more. Like, you get all the previous rewards, and also you get exclusive pins, and you get to see the video pitch. It's a little pricey, I will admit, but they have Gary Goldman, who was more in charge of working on the Kickstarter, he pretty much, like, fixed a little bit, including adding some in-between rewards, including having digital versions of Don Bluth's Toon Talk magazine, and also having digital versions of his books, The Art of Animation Drawing and The Art of Storyboards. Now, I am completely excited about this because, to be very honest, Don Bluth and Gary Goldman were two of the first major animation celebrities that I have met, and I even got an autograph from them. Like, I still have my Secret of NIMH DVD signed by them. It's pretty much one of my biggest animation treasures. And the one thing I gotta say about these two is that they are only a handful of people in this world that are considered animation masters. These two guys, they have mastered the medium to turn hand-drawn animation into such beautiful art. And seeing them returning after so many years, it just sounds like a dream come true. And right at the moment that I heard about it, I just immediately just jumped into Kickstarter and just told them, shut up and take my money. It's just that amazing. And as I'm recording this right now, the reaction to it is actually very strong, I gotta say. It's only been 5 days since the Kickstarter have started, since I'm recording this, and already they got 1,100 backers, and they're almost up to $105,000. Now, will they be able to reach that $550,000 goal? Well, we'll just have to wait and see, but I certainly do hope so. I would love to see these two come back and bring out their magic for Dragon's Lair the movie. Because, like, at this point, that would be a dream for any animation fan, because chances are this is going to be a hand-drawn animated feature. And, you know, seeing hand-drawn animation back on the big screen, it would be absolutely wonderful. Granted, the last time I have seen a hand-drawn animated movie in theaters is technically the Iron Giant Signature Edition, but technically that doesn't count. But then again, it might have counted because of the two never-before-seen scenes into it, but I don't know. I am fully excited about Dragon's Lair the movie. And if you guys want to go and pledge it right now, like, if you want to go and support this and make Dragon's Lair the movie happen, or at least the pitch to happen, then all you have to do is go to kickstarter.com/projects/Don Bluth/Dragons-Lair-the-movie. That's all you have to do. And that's all I've got for this week, so thank you for listening in this episode of the Animation Podcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Mathieu Brunet or the Animation Podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at Animat505. And not to mention, you can also find me on YouTube at ElectricDragon505. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast service, you mind doing us a favor and please rate and review this episode? That would be very nice. If you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, please hit that like button on our video and leave us a comment on your thoughts about the news this week. Tune in next time for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Thank you guys for listening, and until next week, see you later, dudes.